The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. We're brought to you by Pelican Built Tough. For all situations, go to pelican.com. Yak Gadget. For all your fine kayak fishing accessory needs, go to yakgadget.com. Eastport Marina on the beautiful shores of Dale Hollow Lake. For all your lodging, kayaking, and fishing needs, go to eastport.info. Now let's get this show started.
What is going on, everyone out there in the YouTube and podcast listening world? I'm Matt.
I'm Brad.
What's up, dude? You're listening to another episode of The Final Cast. What's going on with you, man?
Oh, nothing. Just sitting here and excited for the show.
Yeah, this is going to be a good show. It's going to be a funny show. I can already tell just from the pregame stuff. It's going to be a little out there, but it's going to be a good show. I'm sure everyone can hear my dogs upstairs going psycho. So that's cool.
Hey, we deemed this episode the DILF episode. So
yes, this is the fishing with DILFs. So everyone sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. But this week we've got Jimmy Skinner, fellow podcast host, and Dan Perry, also fellow podcast host. How you guys doing?
What's up?
Doing?
Thanks for having us on. I don't know what that was.
Heck, I'm yeah, dude. Currently coming off of all the beer I drank before we started this.
Great.
It seems like that's it happens a lot
when we do a regular thing. And it seems like people always want to have a really, like, I stopped at Buffalo Wild Wings on the way home and I got there early because it wouldn't be busy. I was like, I'll just grab some wings and go. And then this old man was talking, had all sorts of cool stories. So, you know, 3 hours later, I'm still sitting there like drinking freaking, I don't even remember what I was drinking, but drinking beer. And then I was like, oh, shit, it's 7 o'clock. I gotta go.
I'm coming off trying to get my kid to eat 2 freaking cucumber pieces.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
sorry. Dude.
Yeah, we gave up on that at our house.
That was like an hour of fighting.
Yeah. So the funny story, when I was younger, I would not eat oatmeal, and my stepmom made me sit at the table for 5 hours, and I still didn't touch it.
Oatmeal? So we did that. My daughter has got the craziest, like, eating habits. She doesn't like anything. She likes, like, pizza, Lunchables, cereal, chicken nuggets. That's about it. Yeah. Like, and I'm not kidding. There's not much more than that. And it was weird, because when she was little, she ate everything. And when me and her mom split up, her habits changed and she was eating with us. And I cook breakfast every Sunday. And we went through that whole thing, like Brad's saying, with eggs. And I made her try scrambled eggs and she threw up all over the table. And I won't do that ever again.
Oh, all right. Dang.
And she figured it out, though. Like, now if I'm like, try this, she'll eat it and she'll start going, oop. I'm like, don't you fucking don't do it. Like, so we don't even do it anymore. I just don't care. As long as she's eating, she stays active. Yeah. I mean, I'm a little bit fat. I don't care. Like, whatever. She's still growing. She's going to be like a foot taller than me, so it'll be fine.
Isn't everyone like a foot taller than you?
Oh.
I'm going to keep this rated G because I had a comment come up that almost came out, but this is not where we should do that because I almost, like, that might have got us canceled. So I'm going to stop.
I don't know. After last week, if you go back and watch that show, some of the things that the guy who runs this said.
I must have missed all the good stuff when I came on and started listening. No, you're talking about Brian.
Oh, Brian.
Yeah. he was saying something like, there's a couple things he said, and all I thought I was like, man, like I could have said such worse stuff if he's saying this. Yeah. It wasn't even that bad. Like, what is going on? But you know, at the end of the day, it's the guy who makes the rules can do whatever he wants. It's fine. I understand that better than others. But
hey, it's a good thing about podcasts, man. You can't be regulated by the whatever the people.
FCC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody. You can't be regulated by the people. People are who by listen to this. So technically, you could be.
Yeah, I'm about to say they could just not listen anymore, Brad, and then we're done.
Narrative change.
They don't listen to our show anyway, so it's whatever.
You've got me and you have, or like me, you, y'all, and us have the two shows that go back and forth for second. That's not true at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
see, I type
noob shows number one, and you and I, or y'all and us, go back two and three.
Really, I didn't think people listen to us. That's weird.
Your gear review show. Why would
they listen to you? That's
maybe that's the
listen
case.
To Matt.
No,
you
know, yeah,
they listen
yeah.
to they listen it's to Trash me. Panda and then Eldridge, or I mean, yeah, and then Matt.
Yeah, because Matt, Matt and Josh, they're the ones that elaborate. I'm just sitting here going, oh yeah, oh, that's cool.
Y'all need to have like a touch, like a welcome back Trash Panda show, and the three of y'all get on there. I bet you the ratings for y'all show would explode.
We should.
I was actually thinking about that. That'd be a good show. We need to get a button for Brad, though, that just says, yep, I don't care. Yep.
He needs a soundboard. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. I don't care.
Change your name. Three guys, one mic.
Oh, hell yeah. That'd be awesome. Oh, for all you right. young kids, you're not going to get that. But for our
I'm sure they already know
you're,
it.
You're good. I hope not. That
I
traumatized me.
Either, yeah,
that was terrible.
It's a life changer.
I've never seen it.
That was you're lucky. That was.
I'm going to send it to you right now.
No,
don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, you're don't open it, Brad. Just don't. It'll traumatize you now.
Like I'll send it to him when he least expects it.
Seriously,
that changed me as a person. Yeah. Like. Yeah, that's
it changed me as a person.
I'm not about that stuff. Yeah. So let's switch gears before somebody finds out something they shouldn't. And so it's Father's Day. Happy this will come out this Thursday, the day you're listening to it, everybody. But happy early Father's Day to both of you.
Appreciate it.
One of the most underrated jobs, in my opinion, and this is coming from a man, so my opinion really doesn't matter, but still. We're talking about products that you've used and things and, you know, ideas that you've had to help get your kids into fishing and what you've done. Because obviously we all fish, but I've noticed a trend. There's some people out there who have helped get kids into fishing, but younger fishermen and fisher ladies are starting to decline a little bit. So everything you guys can do helps boost those numbers, which ultimately helps boost conservation and everything else for the fishing community. So we'll get into that. Who wants to start first? Pick straws.
Ask a specific question and we'll go with them there.
Let's go this way. What makes a great Father's Day gift fishing wise?
Yeah.
My tackle warehouse list.
Your tackle warehouse.
I'll drop it in the show comments below if anybody wants to.
The whole thing, everything,
the whole damn thing. It's only $700 this time.
First, I think if somebody is trying to buy something for their dad and it's fishing stuff that you know they'll use, you really can't go wrong. It doesn't matter what it is, you know. I mean, it's not like you're getting a bad tie or something. Like, there's a thousand different things I could use, you know. It's you can never have enough stuff.
And even if you don't buy stuff that's like if my daughter was old enough to pay attention to the stuff I use and she bought me something that I don't use, we're tackle junkies. Like,
oh yeah,
I don't care. I'm going to try it anyway.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Like, I love when my mom, like Christmases, we do, you know, me, my wife and my mom, we all exchange stockings and they're always like, what stocking ideas do you want? And I was like, my tackle list. So my mom will get on there and she'll get sick of buying what I want and they'll just buy stuff that looks cool.
Yeah,
and that's cool. I don't mind at all.
What if it's like the Banjo Minnow or like the Mighty Bite?
Dude, the Banjo Minnow works. If there is a product that has a lot of hate, it's because it's successful or completely trash. I can tell you that one worked just fine.
Rooster Tail.
Yeah, they still sell them because it's...
you can't talk about a Rooster Tail. That thing, I don't care who you are, you can put that in the hands of somebody who's never fished and send them to a
barren stretch of river and they will catch something there.
I know tournament anglers that still keep them with them. And when it gets tough, the rooster tail comes out, even if it's just to like figure out where they're at and what they're doing.
Never thrown one.
Swindle said that. A, I don't know how you've never thrown one.
No, B, that, I just shock.
Yeah. About, yeah. That's kind of like the conversation we had on Messenger before this with Brad not knowing who Emma Stone is. But
I almost didn't come on the show.
Your lack of pop culture knowledge is like disturbing.
But probably saving you. I
don't care though.
But probably say like the stupid stuff that we're caught up in, you're completely dumb to. So
yeah,
I do commend you on that.
I'm like that with famous people in general. Like I just don't care about them. Like if they, I'm not even gonna say it.
He's about to be like, if they die.
I was about to say, I'll say that. Yeah, I mean, if the people don't care about you, why would I care about them? I'm just saying, that's just me.
And I would respect you saying that more if you weren't like a Pittsburgh sports fan. Because the people that you do follow are trash.
Well, I mean,
just kidding.
Even Ben Roethlisberger, I'm just like, yeah, whatever. I don't know. Like, I don't get starstruck by people. I don't know. I just don't.
I don't get starstruck by too many people. Now, when it comes to like
fishermen.
Hotness, I mean, I'd be starstruck by Emma Stone.
I see. I wouldn't. I tell you what, though, if I was at a Walmart or something and Swindle walked in, I would like pee myself.
I almost did with Bill Dance. Excited. Swindle's cool, though.
It's a little different here in Alabama. Like you see people pretty regular, you know.
Yeah, oh, see, I that's just that. The life. You know who we see in Dayton, Ohio? No one.
Bill Lowen.
Yeah,
I don't even know who that is.
Like I bumped shoulders with Gary Klein at Van's Sporting Goods, and he was asking me where drop shot baits were or drop shot weights were, and I told him, and then I get face to face. I didn't pay attention, and then when I walked around and I read the back of his jersey, I was like, "Oh, like I don't know." It just like caught me off guard.
Well, that's like fun. The most famous person we have here is, this is totally off topic, but whatever. The most famous person we have here in Dayton that I know of anyway, that still lives around here is Dave Chappelle lives in Yellow Springs. And when I worked at Best Buy, he used to come in there all the time. He knew me by name. Obviously he doesn't remember now because who would, but he'd be like, Matt, I need a TV. And I'd be like, I got you. And it was just cool. So I was starstruck by that, but I was also like 16 years old and stupid. So yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Dave Chappelle's pretty cool though.
All
right, Brad. Dave Chappelle is a comedian.
I know who that is just because he lives around here, but I've never seen a show. So,
oh, you should. They're hilarious. Oh, my They're Lord. All on Netflix.
We got to get off this subject before I get upset. Yeah.
I should not have brought that up.
Oh, so whole tackle list for you, Jimmy, for Father's Day gift, and then any gift,
anything
is good.
Off the tackle. Yeah, I don't think if it's fishing related, especially if it's like. From the wife or the kid, or even like some like my mom, you know, may every now and then be like, "Happy Father's Day, son." Blah blah blah. You know, I would rather it be something that I want, as far as something I'm into. I don't mean like a specific, like I need this bait. Buy me this bait. As long as you're not like freelancing and like, look, honey, I bought you a coat. Thank you, honey. I have 14 jackets.
Yeah.
You know, nothing like that. But I don't really think you could go wrong. I don't think there's a bad choice. I mean, we're talking fishing. I don't think there's a bad choice. I mean, even if you just go buy line, I use line hooks. We use hooks. I mean, I wouldn't even be mad if my kid was like, "Here's a bucket of shiners." Like, all right, let's go do it. Like, I don't care.
That'd be cool.
So, what are your guys' feelings on gift cards? I'm about to say,
I personally don't like them.
Really?
Okay. I don't. I feel like it is a cop out.
Yeah.
Now, okay. When somebody comes in and hands you a $25 gift card, that's a cop out. Now, if my wife was like, "Happy Father's Day, here's $500," I'd be like, "Oh, hell yeah.
Sweet."
Well, yeah. That'd be awesome.
But like, I'll be honest, and my wife can attest to this, like Christmas time, certain family members give gift cards. I just give them all to my wife. Like, I don't tell her to, like, I'm going to go spend this amount on my credit card. I literally, like, thank you, Merry Christmas. I don't want it. I just don't like dealing with, like, my buddy's wife. I remember her opening up her wallet, and because we were going to lunch somewhere, and it took her, like, 30 minutes of going through gift cards to find one to where we were going. I was like, this is another reason why I just think these are stupid. Like,
mm-hmm.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
I can see that, yeah.
I just don't like them.
Man,
how about you, Dan? How about
you? I'm exactly the opposite. I love them. Like there's, you know, there's a never-ending list of things. Like, it was a certain kayak, and then it was a motor, and then, you know, whatever it is. Like, I have a list of the next big thing I'm trying to get to get everything I want. And hopefully, one day I'll be there, and then the old shit will break, and then I'll have to start back over. But, you know, like, I really, like, there's things that I'm trying, you know, like a GoPro for Christmas. Like, I really want a GoPro. I don't have one. Like, if I got a gift card for Best Buy to go get a GoPro, or, like, if my family, they all came together and got me little gift cards because they all knew, my wife said, Dan wants a GoPro, so get them Best Buy gift cards. Man, I would love that. But I'm, you know, I mean, teach their own, too. But, yeah, gift cards, as long as they're, like...
When it's, so that...
Yeah.
It has a purpose.
Yeah, like, exactly.
That makes it, there's feeling to it.
Here's they knew what you want. Cracker Barrel.
But when it's like, pancakes, exactly.
Hey,
like,
pancakes are money.
I actually I'll just say that. Make that Cracker Barrel at lunch today. So.
Yeah, I'm kind of, that's why I wanted to touch on that, because you have the Jimmies of the world and the Dans who hate gift cards.
I'm in the middle.
I love gift cards. See, I'm on the Dan train all day. As long as it's something like somebody could get me a gift card to Tackle Warehouse, cool. I can buy whatever I want because, yeah, like everyone on the Paddle and Fin crew knows, everybody, I'm a Megabass fangirl. So I'm going to spend it on Megabass crap. Yeah. And I, you know, but I don't, I feel bad saying, hey, I want these three Vision 110s for Christmas, because they're like, oh, I'm buying three baits for $75. Like that, I don't know. Just for me, I was like, that just feels like, just give me a $75 gift card, because then you can feel like I'm going to buy more with it, even though I'm still only going to get three baits.
Yeah,
I don't know.
See, I can see both sides. I can see both sides. Like, I can relate to Jimmy just because, like, there's no, like, meaning behind it. Gift, I guess. But then at the same time, it's cool because you can buy whatever you want.
And that's what I was saying. Like, it's more situational. Like, yeah. Before I got my mom kind of okay, because my mom's that kind of person. My mom wants to buy something you want, but then when you're like, okay, I want these three Vision 110s, she's like, huh?
Yeah.
Exactly. She's like, I'll spend $1,000 on you, but that's $75, and that's three very small things.
Yeah.
But once I got her, you know, past that, you know, she's cool with it. But it's, I don't know, it's okay in some sense, like some of the in-laws and stuff like that, you know, like. But what I've started doing is, I want to ask for, so we're like, we're talking fishing stuff with gift cards and we keep talking about tackle. I won't ask for that. I will ask for like the rain gear or the PFD or something specific that may or may not be a little bit expensive, but you're getting more for your money than when I tell you to buy this $30 Huddleston, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's just kind of how I've had like a cop out with it.
I asked for the Newport battery box for Father's Day. That's what, you know, that, because I need a battery box, so that's what I asked for. Same thing, very specific, this is exactly what I want type deal. Yeah,
I always tend to ask for stuff that I normally wouldn't buy myself, you know what I mean?
Well, that's like everything. You don't buy anything for yourself.
That's true. Everybody knows I'm like a cheapskate. So,
this War Eagle black spinner bait. I've got one that's 6 years old and it's not black anymore. It still works fine. Like, it's $3. Just buy it. Dude, we went to Field and Stream and I was buying a couple things, and he kept picking stuff up, like just a bag of bait. He'd pick it up and be like,
I really need this.
And just put them back. I was like, what? It's $4, dude. Like, just, you don't buy anything.
So me and you have that same mentality. Me and Matt do. But that $4, you know, like you said, went to buy a couple things. Somehow, it's like $4.99 plus $4.99 plus $3.99 equals $75.99. I don't know what happens.
Yeah.
How is tax so high?
Yeah.
Like, dude, that's just happened. I went and got my boat registered yesterday because I picked up my new P127. I went to Cabela's and my wife was with me. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to look at a couple things. And I swear, I went in, I got a thing of hooks, one aughts, VMC, cheap, like $3. Tubes. And then I saw the Visions and I was like, I need that another Black Vision 110. I only got three of them. I need another one. So I got that. And then by the end of it, somehow a Yeti cup got snuck in. So that's my wife. I don't, those. And, but it was like $100. And I was like, good thing I have a Bass Pro card. So I get my $7 points from this $100 purchase, I guess. Like, and I was like, how did this happen? I was looking through the bag today and I was like, when did I buy rain gear? I have a pair of rain gear pants in there. Apparently I didn't even remember grabbing them. So I don't know. I get in a trance when I go into those stores.
Sounds like Matt has FU money.
Matt
got disability money.
To say Matt got screwed up in the Marine Corps and the government pays for his fun stuff.
So he does have FU money.
So I work to pay the bills and the FU money comes from getting hurt. But it's okay. We have a big storm right now and I can't feel my hips. So yeah, it's a great trade-off there. I would much rather be able to run down the street without creaking and hurting, but you know, life goes on.
I don't run anyways. I'd probably take the money.
Yeah, but I pedal. So like,
that's funny.
That's just because you don't have a motor yet.
Oh, I've got an XI3. I just
I can't hear anything. So not hips, just hear. This ear doesn't work. So yeah, same thing.
Yeah,
I don't hearing aids in the truck.
I tell you, hey, do you have a hearing aid from the VA? Because if you do. Nah. They got Bluetooth in them, and if you're at work, you can just Bluetooth stuff to your ear. I watch YouTube videos all day at work, and no one even knows. It's awesome.
Heck yeah.
That's yeah, nice.
We'll get that's awesome.
Yeah, my boss knows. He doesn't even care. He's like, whatever. So
oh, you can't yeah, do anything your boss. Like,
Yeah, he does. He doesn't care.
So let's go this route. Is there a gift out there that somebody should just absolutely stay away from? Like, do not get you that at all.
In fishing, obviously, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And there's a lot of things like just in the world they shouldn't buy you. Like, I don't know, an Adam and Eve gift card or, you know, some weird stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
I kind of put you guys on the spot myself. My bad.
I mean, I can't think of anything.
An anchor wizard because they're trash?
Well, it's the same. I was thinking dude. Stuff like that too. Like, well, this thing sucks, but I'd still use it.
Yeah. Like,
I was going to say, like, don't go buy me an ugly stick. They're the strongest freaking rods I've ever used. You can't kill them. So,
they're
I mean,
heavy, though, man.
Who cares?
Brad was so, like, he was on about the carbon rods, and we were at Field
Street. They feel good. They're heavy.
He's like, feels so good. And I was like, yeah, it's like holding a 2x4 in your hand, though.
I'm wondering like about those.
The weight only is going to matter if it's, like I use a heavy frog rod because the angle of the frog rod when I'm using it, it doesn't, it's not like you're holding a spinning rod and you're just sitting there all day. I don't know. I think too many people, it's just like in backpacking, biking, anything outdoors nowadays, some people pay too much attention to weight. Mm-hmm. Like you're getting older, you have shoulder problems in the fishing world. I completely get it, but I can count on my hand, like one hand, the number of times I've been at the end of the day and been like, oh God, my rod was too heavy. My arm hurts.
It seems like those lighter rods, though, they're more sensitive.
Some of them. It depends on how well the blank's built, how good the guides are, and the line you're using. Like, yeah. You can throw a good braid and a good fluoro on an ugly stick and throw a tungsten weight on the end of it, and it's going to feel fine.
Yeah,
you know, your tip action is going to be off, or your, you know, your parabolic bend. But
big yeah, words. I mean... I can see where you're coming from, but Dan will agree with me on this. Ounces equal pounds, and pounds equal pain. So I'm one of those strict weight watchers about everything. Now, when I like went to load my RS-117 with like 400 pounds of stuff, and then I'm another 100 pounds, I've tested that boat to its limits. Like I had so much crap on that motor in the front, 100 amp in the back, low pro crate with like 7
Plano boxes in it, 12 rods. Like, I should have sunk and died, but I didn't. So
somebody sank their bona fide the other day on, like, what, Champlain?
Did they really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How'd Which that one was it?
Like, it was KFL, but I think they were also fishing another event. It was, I think it was Blackbeard.
Yeah, because Champlain was KFL and the KBF at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think he sank his in practice.
You know, Shane. Shane had problems with his.
He did, yeah. But he put an XI3 at the front of the P127 with the drive in, so his weight balance was all off. Now, granted, I don't think it should have gunneled up like it did, but yeah, I don't know. But I mean, he still runs it now.
Yeah, I'm not putting him down at all. I mean, there's not many kayaks you could have up on a Great Lakes and mm-hmm. on a bad day and not sink it. So.
Yeah, that's true. It's very true.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think there's a bad one. No bad gift idea.
Interesting.
I mean, the same thing. Like, somebody gets me an Anchor Wizard, it's a good trade item.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I'm not afraid to trade.
You guys aren't the first ones I've heard say that lately, too. It seems like everybody's been having issues with their Anchor
Wizard. I broke all of the ones I've had. And, like, I'm rough on stuff. This is not me being rough on it. This is it doing what it's supposed to do and then just breaking. Yeah, I've had one bust the bottom out of it, one bust the internal mechanism, one bust one of the sides off of it. Like, they just... And it's not like first time out. They last for a little while, but they just will not handle continued use. I mean, I was in mild current with a two and a half, three pound mushroom anchor. So it's probably lodged, but it's not like one of the claw anchors. What I'm getting at is it was not a lot of pressure against it, and then it just started creeping line out. And now when you tighten it up, it just doesn't bind up anymore.
Mine happened with the same thing, and I took it apart, and the guy sent me new, like, I guess they're kind of like brake pads to fix that. So he was real quick, sent them to me. So our customer service was great, but by the time I had it apart, I couldn't get the dang thing back together to fix it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not that mechanically inclined.
So yeah. I cracked the bottom of mine last time I went out, so she's cooked. I'm getting ready to give it to a buddy because he's like, yeah, I'll try to fix it. I was like, oh, good luck, buddy.
Yeah, good thanks. Buddy. Thanks.
I got like one. Give it to me. To you, and then it'll be fixed.
No, I know their customer service is something that people have said good things about too, because I've known quite a few people that send in their stuff and get it fixed, or he'll send them a brand new one and stuff like that.
I'm sure I could have. I just don't do that because I never bought one new. I always find somebody that like one. Well, I guess it would be new, but like won it in a raffle and didn't need it. That's how I've got like that and winning them myself and stuff like that. I think I've only paid for one, and that was the first one. And actually, it's funny because it lasted the longest.
It's karma.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try that little smart cleat. Yeah, gadget smart cleat off the bow.
I have that.
The anchor pole, that works really well.
No, it's like basic mechanical like leverage and stuff like that, and it works so well. And then you're like, why had nobody come out with something this simple? And like you can like combine that with a dog leash retractor thing for line management. And
that's a good idea.
Yeah, you won't need. You can run the leash thing by itself.
I might have to try.
Like, if you have it attached to your seat, because you just pop it to put the pole down, and then I mean that pole maybe weighs 2 pounds total.
Here's a good question, because we're talking about Yak Gadget and stuff. Do you guys ever give your code to your significant others and be like, hey, get me something from them as a gift?
Oh, I do. Yeah. Like if
I don't know any of the codes to any of our anything I'm affiliated with. None of them.
I have a whole thing that says passwords just so I'm such a code whore. Like I see a code online. Oh, I'm putting that down. I might use that one day.
Heck yeah.
But I absolutely do that. Like if I give a Christmas list, it'll be like, here's what I want, here's a code. Here's what I want, here's a code.
Yeah. Maybe I should start doing that, because I definitely don't.
Dude, every time I watch a YouTube video and somebody's like, use my code down below, I was like, I mean, I don't buy that stuff, but maybe they'll come out with something cool.
I'll tell you, part of the reason I don't do that is most of the people's codes are 10%, and I just don't care about taking 10% off. I don't know, it feels like a smack in the face. Big item. I mean, yeah, if it's 10% off $1,000 order or something like that, then yeah. But it's like 10% off a $40 item, I'll just pay full price, so whatever. It's fine.
It's like $4.
Yeah, don't care.
Like, now you're talking about I have FU money. I use codes all the time. Dude, if I can, 10% is 3% above tax where I'm at, so I'm about the code. I mean, I use codes on Papa John's every week.
I bought something today that was $40, and I looked for a code online for it.
Yeah, yeah, dude, I'll go too. Like, they have military stuff, and like it's 5% off. I was like, I'll use the code, and I'll put my military stuff just to get 5%. It's like, right. I mean, it's 5% better. Nope,
I'm just stupid. Don't care. I'm like, the time I wasted looking for that code, I could have already checked out and been doing something else by now.
I mean. Yeah, you're right. But this is like, we were talking, you and me, Jimmy, the other day about how all the JDM stuff I've got, I didn't pay different prices for them.
That's different.
I found them. Two of them were codes, brand new. And I found a code for 10% and 15% off that wasn't advertised because there's websites that do it for you.
Well, and so, again, like, that's a big purchase. Big purchase is different. Like, I greatly appreciate my discounts when I buy a kayak, you know?
Yes.
But I'm not afraid to, like, under $100, I don't mind paying retail, like, whatever.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I'm the same way. I can see that.
There's so much I want, I'm pretty cheap. Like, I'm pretty, like, the list of things I want are so long that I'm very frugal whenever I'm trying to find them and get them, I guess.
I have a great problem that my wife doesn't say no much. She started saying no, finally. But normally I'm like, hey, I think I'm going to spend $1,000. She's like, all right, whatever. And then she'll come to me and be like, can I buy this book that's like $7? And I'm like, why are you asking?
Yeah.
Say for,
yeah.
For
I never have told her no. Like, I'm like, hell, buy five of those. Like, I don't care.
For the last 2 years, I've been like, we have a separate account just for my fishing stuff because I wanted to be a little more, you know, cost conscious of what I was spending, what's going on, what's coming out. So I know exactly what I have all the time. And so, yeah, so even I think because of that, I've even been more thrifty, I guess.
That, and you're taking everybody's money at tournaments, dude. I imagine you got to use that money to, you know, budget and do more tournaments and stuff like that.
I just bought more stuff. Like, yeah. I swapped out all my reels this year.
Heck yeah.
A bunch of my rods. Like, so I'm finally getting to a place where I'm in my, I'm still not paying for my tournament. I'm still not paying for my fishing, but at least now, like, I'm,
that's nice.
I feel like I'm getting the ball rolling a little bit more to where I'm, you know, I've got the motor now. I don't have it, you know, I'm waiting on the batteries and, you know, like, I'm finally getting to a place where my stuff, my gear is good. And, you know, I feel like I've been doing better and, you know, I've got better kayaks and like, the ball's actually rolling to where I have good gear now, you know, stuff like that. So
you're going to get a national win eventually. I just have a feeling.
Oh yeah.
I hope so, man.
That'd be awesome.
Dude, every time I go to a Hobie, it's freaking choke city, man. I don't know.
Start fishing a different series.
Yeah. This year I fish KFL. So I'm burning so much vacation. And I loved it. I mean, it's great. We have a great time. We're 2-0. Things are awesome, but you know, I just 20 days of vacation time. I just don't have enough to do everything I want to. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to do it again next year just because of that. Because I want to make a run at like a real trail, you know, Bass, Hobie, whoever it is. You know?
Yeah,
I know. That'd be cool. I've changed my whole, like, I can't, you cannot compete with the people that do this daily. I don't care what I do with my life, short of hitting the lottery, will ever allow me to catch the knowledge and skill of the people that do this every day. So I've changed gears. Like, that's not even a thing. So now when they're nearby, I'll hit them. If they go somewhere really cool that I want to go to or go back to, I'll hit them. Because it's like I'm already there. Because I like to go when there's company, you know? Like, like, oh, hey, I ran into you on the water, So it's like, well, fuck, there's a tournament on. There it was. There's a tournament going on. I might as well pay the entry fee and get in on it because you never know. Today might be the day that I stumble on 30-pound bag or 100-inch, you know. So I don't know. I just changed my – it's cool to have the thought, just like when you're a kid watching Bassmaster, you really like, I want to walk across the stage and I want to be – like – as you get older and wiser, the reality of it is I would have to have a significant life change to really stand a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh yeah,
that's not like I'm getting better. I'm starting to like put pieces of the puzzle together for holes that I have in my fishing game, but that won't matter. Could I win one? Yes. Could I consistently do it? Probably not. Like,
oh, same like here.
What Drew is doing right now,
dude, it's insane.
Not happening.
Legendary.
Oh, it's insane.
I'm kind of the other way. Like I enjoy my job. I have a good job. Mm-hmm. A very blessed and fortunate house. I'm not going to leave what I have to chase a dream. But like I really, a lot of the people that we have on a reel down, I mean, we're getting way off topic, but the people we have on the show, like you see some people and they're doing really good nationally. And it's like, I can do that. Like, I really feel like I can. There's a few, there's that upper tier of people that would be real hard to compete with. But
mm-hmm.
I think I'm close. I think, I'm close enough to where I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I think I'm close enough to where I can go out there and really compete with those people and make a run at like a real trail,
You got that confidence, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's where it's like, what do they call it? You're a, was it realist versus an optimist? I think that's what it is. You're optimistic. I look at things from the other side of it. Like, realistically, I don't see this happening. And I don't mean for you. I mean for me. Like, like certain things just won't. It's not possible. Like, unless like I'm at a boat ramp and Gerald Swindle is like, you know what? I'm going to put you in touch with all of these people, and they're going to help pay for your fishing, and you can do this forever. That would be a cool way to do it, but that's not going to happen. Like,
I'm about the same way. When I was in the Marine Corps, I did a FLW as a co-boater, and I was doing it, and then I got done, and I was driving back to the barracks. I was driving back to the barracks, and the whole time I was thinking, I was like, dude, there's no way I could ever do this. Like, there's just so much stuff I missed that I should have seen, but it's not habit-based for me to look at that stuff. And kind of like you mean, I'm starting to fill up holes a little bit in my fishing game to where, same thing, if I go out there, could I not necessarily luck out, but could I put pieces together and maybe get a finish? I think I could. Could I do it consistently? There's no way. Not right now, anyway. And it's the same thing. Like, someone would have to come and be like, hey, I'm your great-great uncle that you never knew, and
here's $1 million.
Here's $40 billion. Because $1 million still wouldn't do it for me. I'd be like, that's $1 million? That'll be gone 10 years.
Man, yeah. We're kayaking, so it is way cheaper. But you think, like, $1 million in the bass boat world right now?
That's nothing.
Who was it? I think it was Zaldane said that, he's like, basically, if I fire this boat up and run it for one day, that's $200.
Jeez, yep.
Man. I was like, so they do that for 4 days, and then 4 days of tournament fishing, and then drive across the country, and that, and staying, and they could do, that's what sponsors are for, and stuff like that, but it adds up. Man, I'd love to see one of their expense sheets for a year.
Like 6 or 7 years ago, I mean, whenever I really, really followed bass boat stuff, and I went back to school, like they were saying, to be on the Elite Series, it was kind of like $70,000-$80,000 a year in expenses. Jesus. So
that's
to
insane.
Make it happen. And that was before boats and electronics and everything else went up.
Now that boat's $100,000.
Well, the electronics on it's 15. If you get it,
it's over 100 now. So
yeah, I mean, you're looking at motors, or I mean, a brand new 250 Pro X is what, $40,000.
Yeah, people don't realize a lot of the times the hull is like the cheapest part of the boat.
Yeah.
The fanciest looking thing is the literal cheapest boat. Because I've seen, like, I saw a guy that was selling, this was a few years ago, it was like a 2015 ProCraft 21 footer or something like that, and he won like $7,000 for it, and there was not a scratch on it. And I was like, what is the catch? And he's like, well, there's no motor. And I was like, well, it can't be that bad. And I looked up a Merc 250 and was like, oh. Never mind. Like,
jeez. Yeah, $7,000 becomes $47,000 real quick.
Good grief! Yeah,
I mean, it's people don't really think about that. Which
good
is
Father's Day gift. Buy me a bass boat.
I will say something I saw today. The new Catch-X, the American version. It's like
that's a sick
red. Red and cool. Blue and white. Oh, dude, that's
awesome. I'm I'm so mad because I lost my catch board not this last Saturday, Saturday before that. And I literally ordered one that day. And I saw that today and I was like, this is stupid. I want that board so bad.
Return it. Send it back.
Dude, I don't want to. See, that's where I am like Jimmy. I don't want to deal with all that. Like, screw it. It's the same catch board.
What I would do right then is I would buy it too.
And I've already tried, and Stacy, my wife, saw over my shoulder. I was on Catch's website, and she's like, I swear to God, if you buy another catch board, even if you lose it. And I was like, because I told her, I texted her, I was like, yeah, I lost another catch board. I just ordered one. And she was like, well, how much was it? And I was like, well, I had a code. It was only like $50. And she's like, 50? I was like, it was like 65. And she was like, for a catch board? And she's like, buy a tether. And then right after that, I was like, I need to spend like $40 on Rogue to buy tethers. And she's like, I don't care. Buy them. If you lose another one, it's done. It's the first time she's ever been like, no more. And I was like, I don't like this. It hurts my heart. Like,
that's how my wife was when I was like, hey, I think I'm going to buy one of those Scholes. She was like, no, you're not. And I was like, oh, is this what everybody else feels like?
Yeah. See, like, this so sucks. Like, I don't know about y'all, but I'm like, I guess I was single for so long. And now I'm, you know, because I didn't get married till I was like 35 that like I'm. If I don't ever ask for anything, but like if there's something I really want, my wife's like, yeah, you better get it because I'm going to get that sumbitch anyways. Like, you know, like I there's very seldom I'm ever like, you know, I really want this. I try to, you know, like you're trying to talk to your wife. If I feel like if she says no to me, man, we're getting in some personal stuff here, then I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to get it now. You're not going to tell me I'm not.
That's when my wife runs her foot right up my ass, so I don't have.
Yeah, I was about to say, I tried that. It did not work out well for me.
I guess my wife's lucky with me because I'm just like, I'm going to get that. No, I'm not going to get that. Yeah, I'm going to get that. No, I'm not going to get it.
That $5 pack of baits.
Yeah, I'm surprised he bought the Scholey.
Well, like I had I needed a kayak. I didn't have one.
He sold. Yeah.
I'm still surprised you bought it. Like, I thought you were going to be like, I don't know, I'm going to wait and just like, out not there. Have a kayak.
You were able to sell your float tube?
What's that?
Hey, don't talk too much. Don't talk too much smack about that. I'm thinking about getting one when I go down to Florida just to like borrow it from the shop.
There you go. Get bit by a shark in an inflatable. Yeah. Good job.
I'm not going in. I'm going to Orlando. Like,
there's things with teeth down there. I would have something hard.
Yes. Gators.
Yeah.
Inland.
Know. I was going to say, it was like, well, Florida honors my CCW, so I'll shoot it. But it's a gator. Like, unless you hit it in a perfect little spot, it's just going to kill you with blood on it. Like, it's not going to care.
And a bullet in it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know.
Well, back on topic, gentlemen. Let's
So I was gonna say about 14 sentences before this. It was a great caveat into now. I can't remember what it was. I remember. I remember. Don't shut up. So as much time, Dan. This is kind of more for you, Jimmy. You do tournaments too. We kind of explained you're only going to the ones close to you and whatnot. How does balancing, you know, being a dad and fishing tournaments or just fishing in general, how do you balance that out?
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Yeah, we had Matt Ball on the show. I don't know if it was with you, Jimmy. I asked him that. That's because he does it really well. Mm-hmm. He has a couple kids, been doing it for a long time. He's had a great streak this year. I asked that exact question. How do you do national tournaments, you do local stuff, you do all these things. How do you balance that? He said, family comes first. Like mm-hmm. There's no balance. If you need to do family, that's, and I've tried to do that ever since. You know, it seems easy to say that, like, you know, but some days I'm not there whenever my wife and kid are doing something fun or they're hanging out with my mother-in-law or whatever else. But I don't think those are bad days because you want to show your child that you have, that you're really trying to do your best. Like you have other interests, like you're, mm-hmm. you know, you're trying to learn and get better and grow. And, you know, that might be specifically in fishing, but yeah. But whenever it comes to important stuff, I'd miss whatever. It wouldn't matter. Family mm-hmm. first. Yeah.
For me, it's easier. Cause I mean, I do travel, you know, I don't follow like a trail, but I will travel. But see, we don't have my daughter full time. So obviously there's a window, but what I learned, and even before fishing, like any other hobbies or anything, is so like same situation she's in. I was kind of in where my parents were split up. So mm-hmm. I didn't want it to seem different when we do have her, like where it's like all my focus is strictly on you because I haven't seen you. I want my kid when she comes over, I want it to feel like normal. Like she saw me the day before. I don't hit her with the just, what do you want to do this weekend? Where are we going? We're going to do everything together. Yeah, I don't do that. Yeah. And it's for the same reasons like Dan said. I keep it very natural, very normal, and let her show her that, like, I mean, she's the center of my world, but you're not the center of my attention. But the same thing. I don't want you to always have to daddy, 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 you know, mom, 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 mom. Like, it's okay to do your own thing. Mm-hmm. Like this weekend, I went, you know, I last minute decided to fish the tournament. We had her, but I knew that they had a birthday party going on that they were going to go to. And I was like, is it cool if I go fishing? And her and my wife were like, no, that's cool. So I went, and when I got through, I went and met them where they were at, and you know, no time lost. And, you know, and then I think the other side of it is like, if you're going out of town or something like that, and then there's no other obligation, just take them with you. I mean, take your family with you. Robert Weicker, his family's cheering for him on the, on the banks, man. Yeah. Like,
I heard that.
That's awesome. Like,
that was awesome.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. There's just so many things you can do about it, in different ways you can approach it. Just be there.
I think some stuff is like men too. Like, we need, at least me, I feel like I need my time. But whenever mm-hmm. I am away and I'm doing my own thing, whenever I do come back to family, it's like I feel like I'm more focused with the family because I did get my time.
You know? Yeah.
I wish I could say that, but what happened last Saturday was I came home, hung out with him at the gymnastics gym for like 30 minutes. We drove to the house, and then at some point I passed out in my recliner, so I have no idea. My focus was there for a little bit.
Oh, there's a nap in there usually, for sure.
No, that nap, I woke up at midnight, moved to the bed, and went right back to sleep. So I slept from like, I don't even know when, till 9 o'clock the next morning, so...
Woo.
I felt kind of bad about that one because I woke up, my wife was leaving for Kentucky for a work conference. My daughter didn't get up till like 11 o'clock because they're on summer break. So it was, I kind of screwed this weekend up. So it's a very bad example of it, but normally it works out great. But it was hot this weekend, dude. And we were fishing ledges out there with no cover. The sun just like baked down on you. Yep. I'm so sunburned still.
Yeah, that's the worst.
I think it's all a very short window. If you have a bunch of kids, your window is further and further. But I think my kid's about to be six. And, mm-hmm. you know, at 16, he's not going to care. He's going to be chasing girls or doing whatever. So
I've going got fishing with you.
Well, hopefully. But I know whenever I figured out girls, I wouldn't want to go fishing with my dad anymore. You know? Like, not as much. But, you know, so I've got, like, what? Hopefully 9 more years where my kid wants to hang out.
So I'll tell you. Yeah, so my daughter turns 11 next weekend.
Yeah.
And the age of the state of children now, they mature so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I would highly doubt that it's 9 more years. Yeah. Like, she's 11, and I swear that she is how I was at like 14, 15. Like,
yeah.
She already has her own behavior, her own attitude, her own interests. Like, she gives me these looks sometimes, like, I don't effing care, and I just want to slap the taste out of her mouth, but I can't, because I see that's me, because yeah. I've given it, and I'm like, gah! But, you know, that's, like, I didn't try to force fishing on her, or kayaking. She she got sick of me going fishing, and she's like, I want to go fishing. I was like, all right, fuck it, let's go fishing. So, it's something, I don't remember who it was, a trick. My buddy said, you know, if you can, you know, kids have a short attention span, a great way to keep them into it. He's like, if they want to go fishing with you, don't take them bass fishing.
Yeah.
He was like, go find somewhere, you know, there's a bunch of bluegills stacked up. Go buy some shiners or some crickets. You have to make it interesting. So did that. She enjoyed that. Kind of the same thing with kayak. And actually blame my buddy Robert for this one. We were at, we do NACA, North Alabama Kayak Owners, does a tackle swap every year at a high school, where everybody can just bring all the stuff they're trying to get rid of, and you pay $5 to get a table, and the $5 goes to that high school fishing team. We do that every year, and my buddy brought a Jackson Skipper, which, for anybody that doesn't know, that's a youth model fishing kayak. Mm-hmm. And my daughter kept eyeing it, and somehow him and her teamed up, and I bought it. So I've taken her out in that. She enjoys that. She kayaks at the lake with her mom and grandparents all the time. But the fishing thing is just like, and don't force it. Like, if they want to, they will, if they get bored with it. I didn't have a dad around doing it. So my best friend's dad was like the dad that taught me all of it. Like, his whole thing was like, once we're out here, we're out here, homie. Like, suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah.
And that was great. Cause I mean, now I don't mind spending 14 hours on the river, but I wouldn't like force that on my 11-year-old and be like, we're out here. Yeah. Like, suck it up. Maybe I should. I don't try to make her soft, because she's not. Well, she is kind of soft. She's soft with a really big attitude to back it up. So,
yeah.
But I don't know. I look at things that I don't think were correctly done, so I don't do them. Like,
yeah.
But I don't know. I'm probably doing it all wrong. You learn parenting as you go. Who knows?
I mean, I have a young son, but whenever we do go, it's about having fun and not about fishing. Like, I just want him to have good memories of being on the water, whether that's fishing or playing in the water or, you know, whatever it is. Like, and then hopefully that evolves into something else, you know,
yeah.
Into a love of doing what I do.
Yeah, for sure.
At the rate we're going, I think my kid's going to be like a video game developer, because she's all about video games. I mean, I know my wife hates it, and I know her mom's not a big fan of it. When I was young, because I have severe ADHD, my psychiatrist told my mom that that was probably the greatest thing for me, because it makes me stop, focus, and do multiple things at one time, like a lot of hand-eye coordination. So I'm not gonna let her sit and play all day or nothing like that, but like, when she got into video games, I was like, cool, I like that game too. Like, I sat her down. She plays Fortnite and some other stuff. She came in here, I was playing Call of Duty, and she's like, can I try it? And I was like, sure. And like, I'm pretty good, so my lobbies are built a little different.
Yeah.
And she sat down, and the first thing she did was get into a fight and drop shot a guy in the face. And I was like, oh, my kid is different. So I don't know, like, she's good at it, so I'm not gonna punish her for like being good at something she does that she likes, whether it's fishing or not. Like,
so let's talk about like your ideal Father's Day. Does that include fishing? Does that include fishing with the family? What is it?
Go ahead, Dan.
I got a 5-year-old. We do what he wants to most
of the time. At a certain age, it changes. Yeah, but youngins, like, try it's to not direct like
them
that.
To, oh, we're going to go do this, but you know, no, it's going to be something fun. He wants to the jumpy park, or you know, public skate at the ice skating. Me sitting there watching him skate. That's about where I'm at right now.
Yeah,
that's cool.
When the years it hits, when I do have my kid, it's usually just like, I don't cook, breakfast. We hang around. We don't really go anywhere because I've never really, like, I don't really want to go anywhere for Father's Day. I look at it as like, just let me chill. Like,
yeah.
Which, I mean, I chill a lot now, but back when I used to work all the time, like, Father's Day was a day to, like, leave me alone. Like, we can all sit in here and watch TV together. You can come sit in my chair with me, but we're not going nowhere. But, like, so since I don't have my kid all the time and I've got buddies with kids, like, I was telling y'all before we started recording, like, I'm going to go this weekend and we're going to go smallmouth fish and go do some float trips and stuff in Tennessee. That's, like, I'm calling it a Father's Day trip with my buddies that do have kids. It's, like, the kids aren't coming. It's just, you know, they don't get a lot of time with just the guys. So it's going to be like a guys trip. We're going to do like a 2v2 little tournament. And then, you know, back to the families on Sunday. So maybe we start making that like an annual thing or something. I don't know.
Yeah. If you have a bunch of kids, it'd be getting the hell out of the house. Yeah. I can imagine having more than one kid. That's, God bless all y'all that do.
I have one that I don't have full time. And I know, like, my buddy just had his sixth kid, like, bruh.
Oh, Lord.
And he owns his own business. Like,
there's not enough hours in the day.
What? I cut it off. He's figured it out. Like,
nope.
That's what I told him. Like, I texted him. I was like, you know what rubbers are, right? Like, yeah. Do you not believe in that?
Yeah.
He's like, she wanted another one. And I was like, sometimes her opinion don't matter. Like,
yeah, I was about to say, sometimes you just have to say no.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason why I asked that question is because I was born on Father's Day, and my birthday's coming up. It's going to be on Father's Day this year again. My
way to take your dad's one day of the year.
I know, man. Yeah. I'm awful.
That poor guy was screwed right out of the freaking gate.
But it's all right.
My wife was like, yeah. My wife was like, what do you want to do for your birthday? I was like, oh, I'm going fishing. She's like, really? That's it? I'm like, yeah. So I didn't know. Like, I'm not a dad, so I don't know what other guys want. You know what I mean?
So here's, like, asking y'all questions Father's Day related, since you're not, like, do you try to catch up with y'all's dads or grandparents or close male figures and take them fishing or buy them fishing stuff, anything like that for Father's Day?
Me personally, no. So my dad got me into fishing, but it was more, let's go out, throw live bait on and chill for a couple hours, catch some bluegill. Mm-hmm. Catch a bat. Like, he wasn't a huge fisherman. My dad played before professional softball was a thing, as close as you could get to softball. Mm-hmm. And that's what Father's Day, there was always a tournament. We'd be going to it. Mm-hmm. And I'd watch him play softball. And
no, professional softball was a thing.
There's men's leagues, and they're professional, and they're, I don't know, softball.
They're about as professional as the people around here saying they're professional fishermen.
100%. It's the exact same thing.
So the same thing as pro kayak anglers.
Yeah.
Got you.
I don't know. Drew could be.
Yeah.
Drew could be a pro. Drew's built different.
He's a monster in his own right. But
okay, side note, this is a tackle show. Question real quick before I forget. Does Drew have his own color with Z-Man?
I don't know.
Because I picked up some TRD crawls today, and it says Drew's Craw. And I was like, in my phone looking if that was a Drew Gregory special, but it didn't say. We can get back on subject, but I knew one of y'all might know. But
we talked. I talked to him about that because he was talking about can't really say. So I'll talk to you later. Okay. There might be some stuff in the pipe, but yeah, we'll talk about that. Sorry, listeners. Sucks to suck. We'll talk to you about it when it comes out.
One of my favorite sayings.
Sucks to suck. I love that, dude.
A couple of perks to being like to knowing, you know, like being a little bit inside to.
Yeah,
you do get a few perks of some little bit of knowledge.
Oh, yeah. There's got to be something when, you know, we deal with guys like you all the time. So it's fun, you know.
Oh, it's so hard to keep it quiet, too, man.
Yeah.
Like we've known about the Sholey since December, and it was so hard to keep it quiet.
Dude, I think we've known about the Sholey since before December.
Well, yeah, I mean, like the actual picture features.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We had, like, we were shown, and I right when Drew left, I looked at Brad, and I was like, this is going to suck. Like, I just want to talk about it. This is dumb.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, for my dad's, I try to get, like, this weekend for running a softball tournament, his choice. He planned it on a stupid weekend. And, that Sunday, I'm just going to hang out with him the whole day, just chilling. I'll probably buy him a hot dog or two at the concession stand and maybe a pretzel. And then
Mountain Dew.
And I don't have to buy him, dude. He's got them on tap. that's my dad's lifeblood.
Souder's family is addicted to Mountain Dew. Believe me.
Yeah. 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 I drank this before I got on the show, like a minute and a half before I got on.
I used to be the same way with Mountain Dew. I gave it up. That answered it.
I gave up smokes just because my wife got mad at me because my camis and stuff smelled like poo poo all the time. If I could still get Rippets from back in the day, yeah, I would. Yeah. I'd die.
They sponsor the KFL.
Do they really?
Yeah, but yeah. You and I both know those aren't Rippets.
Yeah,
those are the like Safe for America. That's like when Four Logo came back.
You remember the cocaine energy drinks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Called dude, cocaine.
Yeah, called burned. Cocaine. I drank two of those back to back, and I thought I was gonna die. Like, I drank two of them. I went to a concert when I was like 14 years old, and we got two of those, and I drank them back to back. Dude, I was smelling colors. Like, yeah. It was weird.
It's like I smelled the sun come up this morning. I don't know what's happening. No, I remember those Brad, in high school were rough, dude. Oh,
dude, they kill you. Like, I'm happy those went off the market. I'm pretty sure they killed a kid. I think he had a heart attack and he died. So, like, good riddance. They came back. They're
to
back.
The
They're
to the drink, not the kid.
Poo. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I didn't know the kid. Who knows? Maybe I've been a serial killer. Maybe it was like, you know,
natural selection.
Yeah, I don't know. Something. But, all right. So now that half the show that liked me don't like me anymore, Brad, what do you do with your dad?
I just go and see him. You know, I'll go like because they do their thing. They do their church thing. And then I'll go out after and hang out with them for the afternoon. I don't know.
Did you get the I don't care from your dad? Is he an I don't care guy?
No, that's my mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have my mom's personality, but I look like my dad.
Oh.
So, and my mom's a real, like, happy-go-lucky, like, oh, yeah, I don't care. We can do whatever.
Yeah, that's dude, I used to love going over when I went over to his mom's house or something, and we're sitting there playing Xbox. And be like, can we get pizza? And he's like, yeah, that's fine. I don't care. And we'd have like the Cuddas and Vinny's Big Tin Box when it used to be good.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah. Great. Great times.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'll see my dad. He don't fish as much anymore. He's gotten real big into hunting, so he hunts. He has land down here, so he goes there and he hunts all the time. He's like, I haven't fished all year. I'm like, you're crazy, dude. I couldn't do that. But he has a boat and everything.
Oh, that's even worse, though, if it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
I've finally gotten back into, like, fishing is like almost all I think about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like planning trips, I'm back on Google Earth all the time looking for access points and creeks I've missed. And I lost that last year, dude. I'm telling you, COVID was rough on me. Like my whole mind was just gone. And it's been, that's what, like, this weekend I did pretty good at a little local tournament. And like, yes, I needed that mentally. Congrats. I appreciate it. I needed that mentally more than anything because it's a lake I've only been to a couple times. It's not fishing how I know how to fish. Like, I went with no aspirations at all. I just wanted to go hang out with some of the guys in that area and stumble onto something. And I did exactly that, and everything like came together. And I mean, yeah. I had that tournament won, and Chuck caught a freaking donkey, and I'm not even mad about it. Like, I told him at the weigh-in, I was like, dude, I don't care that you beat me by 5 inches. Like, if you'd beat me by a quarter inch, it's different. Because I could have probably got that quarter inch out of another fish or something, you know? Like, when he posted it on the leaderboard, I was like, oh, no, I'm just going to fish for a second. Like,
yeah.
I've done
that's
that.
That's cool.
I
literally changed tactic. I was like, okay, I know I've got – I had 3/4 of an inch on the guy fishing with me. He was in third. So I was like, I see how well this is not going for him, so I think I've got second on lock. So I like just changed whole tactic and was like, I'm going to go try and find a giant, which never happened, which may happen. I broke a fish off in a way I've never broke before, And when I thought I snapped the line, and when it came up, I had the weight and the eyelet and about this much of a straight shank Gamakatsu super line. I snapped the hook in half.
Jeez.
And we know it was a fish because it bit and ran, and I bonked it and it broke in half. I've never done that.
That's crazy.
I've
been wanting to go fisher. I've never been.
There is a rumor that this place is going to turn into a trophy lake. That's why the MLF just, all the people that run MLF, Boyd Duckett and all them, just dumped a bunch of structure in it, like man-made stuff. Mm. And since the dam, they dropped water, fixed the dam, brought it back up. They're not allowing boaters because it's got 25 horse limit. Boaters are not allowed to keep fish. But there's talk they're going to put coal limits in and stuff. Like, you were catching almost 2 pound, 14 inches. Like, they're Florida strain. Huge shoulders and heads, fight like crazy. Like the lake record right now. And this lake's only been impounded for like 3 years, if that. Mm. And it's got a 9.4 big fish in it right now.
Oh, Lord.
And tons of sevens have been caught in it. Tons. That's so awesome. It's a healthy, healthy body of water.
Go check it out.
No, don't go check it out.
I'm going to put it on Facebook.
No, Dan, check it out. Everyone else, don't ask. Yeah, no.
I'm going. I'm taking pictures. Y'all can go. Dropping pins. Doing it all.
That's your P127 will sink. I ain't got
no, dude. I completely understand the whole mental part of it, man. Because the river, like Matt knows, the river's been flooded up here for 2 months now. I haven't been able to float the river. And I'm starting to go nuts. Like, it's messing with my head. And I'm to the point where I'm sick of fishing for largemouth right now. I just want to get back on the river.
I don't know what that problem is like.
Like, dude, I tell you, you're about to go catch nothing but smallies.
Yeah, but I'm not like, well, damn, I got to go back to largemouth. I'm like, fishing for largemouth.
You deal with Florida strain largemouth. That is way ours different type stupid of animal 15 than ours. Inchers. And they're wet noodles. They'll fight for a little bit and then they die. It's like catching a walleye, but it's a largemouth. Just a little bit better. Florida strand, I'll catch those all day long. I'm fine with that. They're fun to fight and fun to fish for. Here, poo-poo.
Yeah.
Just poo-poo. So.
Yep.
You should take up a second hobby, Brad.
I don't know what else I want to do.
He's a drummer, too.
I haven't drummed in 3 years. It's been a while.
I didn't know he was a drummer.
This season, Brad's going to go dove hunting. He's going to go duck hunting.
Dover,
I am pumped for that.
He's gonna kill. Once he kills his first, if you get a dove, the first dove you get will almost hook you. Because it's just a super fun. It's just fun hunting. That's all dove is. You just sit in tall grass.
It takes absolutely I don't want to say no skill because you have to be a good shot. But other than being a good shot, nothing else matters.
Yeah, I almost disagree.
Down here, it doesn't.
I'm about to say up here. I don't know. We have a ton of doves, but I can put a spread out that even on hard days, I will get doves to come in. I've also may or may not have spiked a blue jay with a spread, but that's neither here nor there. But anyway.
So here, like there, you don't have to have a spread. Like we go to these public shoots, a farmer has cut his corn and everybody just spreads out and sits and the birds just fly by. Like,
yeah, see, farmers do that here too, but then they charge like $1,000 to come dove hunt there.
I think the most I've paid is $50. Well, and that was the best hunt that I went on, like $50, and we had a bunch of birds. So,
yeah, I go to DNR spots that they do. They bought land from a farmer who was a butthole, and then we do that, which is great because those spots, I mean, I limited out 15 doves in like an hour and a half, and it was awesome.
Yeah, that's one of my buddies did a public land one right next to the ranger station. He found a spot that was public literally next to the ranger station. And he limited out in like 33 minutes or something. Like, I was like, dude, awesome. You took the fun out of it. Like, at least we sit out there and talk all day and just like, I don't want to shoot that one that goes by. He was just like, boom, 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 done. All right, going home.
I would like to try duck hunting, though. I think that.
Now, duck hunting, that's a rabbit hole worse than fishing. Oh, it costs way more than fishing.
There's so much stuff like duck hunting and fly fishing and all these other things I don't get into because I just the time and the money and
fly fishing is something I purposefully stay away from.
Yeah.
I am like that for fly fishing for the same reason you said how expensive it can be. Duck hunting, I fell down that rabbit hole and I have like 200 decoys in a storage unit and
floaters, and I've got ones that run on batteries. I've got one that's a motor that just dips his head, and if it's not out there, the ducks won't come. I have three shotguns for duck hunting. I've got
$30,000 later.
Like, dude, I've got a ton. Like, I'm buying another kayak again this year for duck hunting. That's like its only job. It's not gonna get wet anytime the rest of the year except for ducks. But it's so fun. It's like dove hunting on steroids, because you go out and you have to set your spreads up right, and then you can hear the ducks coming in, and you hear the flap of the wings, and then you just pop them with some two shot and they die. It's awesome. I don't know. The whole experience is just awesome. Like, I love it.
Here they have the sandhill cranes. Yep. Is that what they are? And you can get tags for them. And
yeah,
I've heard it's a lottery draw, and it is.
Yeah.
They call them the
ribeye of the sky.
Ribeye of the sky. Yeah, I was about to say, I put in for the draw every year and I haven't got it, but I'm telling you, the first time I do, I'm going to come crash on your couch.
That is the most annoying sounding bird ever.
If
you've been out on Wheeler and sounds like a pterodactyl is calling above you 1,000 feet, you'll look up and there'll be a flock of them flying by, and it sounds like they're 3 feet off the water. They sound so bad.
That's cool.
Be down on the coast. There's a Sandhill Crane Wildlife Refuge.
Yeah.
Oh, did I break up there? Huh. Yeah, where I'm from, down Mississippi on the coast, they have a Sandhill Crane Wildlife Refuge. But up here, you can blast them, you know?
Oh, dude, I just want to, I put in my elk tag every year. I put in Alaska.
For where? Ohio?
No.
Ohio elk?
No,
I put in for Kentucky.
I put in for Kentucky this year, Tennessee. My fallbacks are Idaho because they're over the counter tags now, and Montana are over the counter tags now.
I thought Montana took it away again this year.
I just read like a month ago they didn't, and if that's true, I missed the draw. So, or the
they go back and forth. Montana is like 1 year they're four out of state, and the next year they're like, to hell with y'all.
Yeah, it's annoying because they have some monster elk. I put in Pennsylvania, got an elk draw this year. Michigan, put in for that one too. Put in for the Alaskan Sitka deer. Put in for the Sandhill. I put in like
Sitka or Sika. Which one? Because there's two Sika. Of them. No, it's two different
Sitka.
Deer.
I know it's two different deer. Sitka deer are up in Alaska.
Yeah. Okay.
Sika deer are over in. You can go get them in Mass because they're in that nasty crap. I want to do that one too, but I don't want to go hunting like Massachusetts. I feel like I'm going to get sick or something. So I don't know.
There you go. No. Change my idea. Great Father's Day gift. I would like a guided elk hunt in British Columbia with a grizzly tag and possibly a moose. So if you're wanting to spend $50,000 on this good looking guy right here, that's the gift.
That's good for you going after a grizzly. I'm not about that life unless I've got something big.
It's the only thing in the woods that scares me. And I feel like that'd be the only animal in the woods that I'm not going to go after with a bow. I'm taking
You're willing to get within 5-10 yards of a moose, a bull moose
with a bow. Yeah, I'd do it.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it for this.
You ever seen one up close? It's frightening.
I've watched one run over freaking what's his face from Meat Eater when he shot it with a 30.
Cause he's stupid. Cause Steve just ran up on it and it stood up and ran over him.
Dude. And he shot it with like a 300 and it didn't even like it
twice.
Died 40 minutes later. Like it still took forever to die. I'm not about that. Moose kill more people in Canada than anything else. Not about that.
Whenever I was in the Air Force, I went up to Maine for 6 months, and I was golfing, and a moose come right in front of the green in front of us. That thing is like something prehistoric. They're big.
Giant.
Yeah. Like 8 foot at the back.
Dude, they're terrifying. I don't like moose. I'd rather go. I'll go hunt a grizzly before I'll hunt a moose.
Last moose story, scariest hunting video I think I've ever seen was a guy bow hunting, and it charged in on him in thick brush in BC. And it got so close because it couldn't see him because they were blending in real, but he was drawn back and dude's holding back for a solid like minute and a half. And he's just sitting there because it's full frontal and it's literally his broadhead's almost touching its nose.
Oh, geez.
And the guide's behind him trying to like make noise to get it to back up and it won't back up. And you can just hear him in the camera whisper. He's like, peg him. And he just drops down and shoots him square in the chest and it stops for a second. And is like, what just happened? And then he got lucky. It turned away. But at that point, his heart's bleeding, but adrenaline. He's either going straight over you or straight back where he came from. As a 50,
I was about to say, yeah, their hearts are the size of like a volleyball. So like it's gonna
takes take a minute
for that. Yeah, I'm about to say, like if he would have gone straight forward, he's dead, just dead. Oh, not about it. This went a really weird hunting turn, but I'm
no, dude.
Father's Day gifts.
It's been a fun episode.
Oh, so. For sure, guys. I really appreciate you coming on again. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Got dads out there need more recognition because they help. They help us get in the outdoors. Not dogging the moms. You guys do it too, but you get your own day. And we're not there
yet. I was fixing to say, my a mom is what got me outside because she was like, get the F out of the house. Here we go.
All right, guys. Yeah. Well, you guys got anything else to add? Socials or anything you want to shout out?
Go ahead.
Follow me at Jimmy Skinner Fishing _ in between everything. Thanks to everybody that supports me through all this. Thanks to all of y'all for having us on and Paddle and Finn for doing what we do. And Brian Schiller sucks. I love you. I don't know. That's what me and Brad used to do before every show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wednesdays at Listen to Us on the Reel Down here on Paddle and Finn. Follow me, Daniel Perry Fishing, Instagram. But please go to my YouTube. I got like 150 people. Come on now. I'm at least worth 200, you know. But I give up some good stuff on there. But yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Well, cool, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Don't know who we got next week, but it should be a good one. And we'll see you guys later.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in to another killer episode here on Paddle and Finn. Be sure to drop a 5-star rating, a thumbs up, or smash that subscribe button on any platform you're listening in on. Be sure to check us out on Waypoint TV, waypointtv.com. Make sure you sign up for the Fantasy Kayak Fishing League at paddleandfin.com/fantasy. You could support this show through Patreon, patreon.com/paddleandfin. Don't forget to check out the website, paddleandfin.com. Catch us on YouTube. If you got a question, comment, or want to see a future guest on the show, be sure to email us at paddleandfin@gmail.com. Shout out to our show supporters, Yak Gadget. You can check out all the fine kayak accessories at yakgadget.com. Pelican Professional. For all your cases, coolers, and lighting needs, go to pelican.com. Rocktown Adventures. Your Midwest premier paddle sports destination, go to rocktownadventures.com. Eastport Marina, the beautiful destination on Dale Hollow Lake. If you're looking for lodging, kayaks, kayak accessories, or anything fishing related on the beautiful Dale Hollow Lake, go to eastport.info. And Jigmasters Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com and fill your tackle boxes today.
Brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV.